Senator Lisa Murkowski prevailed in Washington today, hanging on to her job as the top Republican on the Energy Committee. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, it was a surprising turn of events.
The Republican members of the Senate met behind closed doors Wednesday to discuss Murkowski's future in their conference. Speculation beforehand was that she would lose her ranking slot on the Energy Committee. That job is a plum assignment for Murkowski, who gets to have a strong voice on oil and gas regulation, renewable resources, and a host of other energy issues. Republican leaders have come down hard on her for launching a write-in campaign to keep her Senate seat. Joe Miller won last month's primary, and Washington Republicans have closed ranks around him. While the expectation going into the meeting was that Murkowski would lose the energy assignment as punishment, when the conference emerged, she still had her ranking status. Lamar Alexander of Tennessee is chairman of the Senate Republican Conference.
We've done what we need to do, and we decided not to do more.
Murkowski did step down last week from her post as vice chair of the Senate Republican Conference after pressure from Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and others. Hers was the most junior of the five leadership jobs in the Senate, and she was the only woman. She was replaced in that job Wednesday by Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming. Alexander told reporters that's as far as things went.
Today we elected Senator Barrasso to succeed Senator Murkowski. That was all the action we took today. We discussed a number of other items.
Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison of Texas says Murkowski's loss of a role in Republican leadership was punishment enough.
That's exactly what happened, and that's what I think is the right result, and I think that everyone agrees with that. And I think that she on her own chose to step down from leadership, and that was the right thing for her to do, and we all accept that.
Hutchison and Murkowski are two of only four Republican women in the Senate.
Lisa is all of our friend, so I think that we all consider her a friend. I certainly do. We respect her very much, and that's not to say anything about the race that's being run right now. We support the Republican candidate, but we support Lisa also as a Republican and as a friend.
Senator Murkowski asserted on MSNBC Wednesday that she's still a Republican. That hasn't changed, even with her write-in bid. When reporters asked Senator Alexander if she's considered part of the Republican conference at this point, he said, of course. If Murkowski had lost her job as ranking Republican on energy, at least some of her staff would have been out of a job, starting with Energy Republican Staff Director Makai Campbell. For now, he and the rest of the staff stay at work, and Murkowski scores a victory. She can still use her committeeship as a pitch point to Alaskans. Murkowski did not attend the closed-door meeting at the Capitol to plead her case. Instead, she's in Alaska campaigning. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.